97.9 FM, WCHL. Hello there, Ron Sutz and Mr. Kiger.
You got a frog in your voice,
I
man.
I sound like it, don't I?
Hey, it's allergy season.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm losing my voice.
Everything in the world out there is budding, which is good.
Yeah, that's not a good idea to lose your voice when your job is to be on the radio every day.
But it just makes you sound more resonant.
No, it doesn't. Not this particular time.
Hey, Rod Stewart made an entire career with that.
Well, that's what you sound like.
Brian Adams.
That's what you sound like if you swallow a handful of carpet tacks.
Ah.
Bonnie Tyler, same way.
It's a heartache. Kim Carnes.
Yeah, that's right. Betty Davis eyes.
Well, but speaking of, well, obviously this is all a lead-in to rock and roll trivia today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Everything's a lead-in to rock and roll on
it,
some
we don't
level.
Need much to get take off on that, do we?
Don't need much. Go ahead.
We're doing number one tunes.
Oh, okay.
That's our category. Ready, folks?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy April. It is springtime.
Yeah.
All right.
Spring is busting out all over.
Spring is busting out all over. 30 years ago today.
Uh-huh.
This day, this tune was in the middle of a seven-week stranglehold on the number one spot in America.
That would be 1983.
That would be correct. Name the well-known tune and artist. This is an easy one. Ron's got the record. Right, you ready putting it down?
I'm gonna put it on, but I'm not looking at it because I don't want to know what it is.
You got the needle right? Go.
Here we go.
Go.
Here we go.
Call us. Here we go.
All right. Listen carefully. Of course, it's Billie Jean from Michael Jackson.
That would be correct.
Number one song in America 30 years ago.
Yes, it was in the middle of a seven-week hold on number one. Mm-hmm. The self-proclaimed King of Pop wrote that tune to number one beginning March the 5th. It stayed there until April the 23rd, 1983.
I can remember Freddie Kiger doing the moonwalk to that song.
I could do it.
He could do it back in his younger days.
Yes.
And when you wore a younger man's clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Billie Jean knocked out Baby Come to Me by Patti Austin with James Ingram.
Hmm.
And Jackson's tune finally relinquished its number one hold to Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Billie Jean was on Thriller, wasn't it?
I believe it was, yes.
Thriller was just massive monster
event. No pun intended.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, but...
Yep.
There were a little too many.
I knew there was some reason that you were wearing a white glove when you came in here this morning.
Well, it's kind of like
now we know.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching New York Mets play. Why did the New York Mets and Michael Jackson wear? Why did Michael Jackson and the New York Mets currently wear one glove?
I don't know,
for no apparent reason.
That's terrible.
And baseball's back, baby.
Yeah, and Tar Heels still ranked number one in the country.
Hey, awesome. And
amazing.
Major League Baseball is back. It's just a great time.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be alive and be in Chapel Hill.
It is. Makes you feel good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
See you tomorrow for some baseball trivia.
Oh, good.
All right.
Fantastic.